The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. I am your host, as always, Ben Armstrong. Conservatives finally get a big win. A real conservative is Speaker of the House. What does that mean? Well, first, this type of thing, folks, doesn't happen very often where conservatives actually get a big win. And I can say it's a big win. I'm not a sugarcoater. I don't say things are big wins just because it's, you know, something people want to hear. Or a lot of times I hear people say things are big wins and they're not even wins at all, let alone a big win. I mean, that's been the history of the Republican Party. Big win! And they're passing something, and it's like, what? The Democrats are still getting everything they ever wanted. There's no big win at all. Now, this has nothing to do with the bill, but as it comes to a Speaker of the House, folks, you may not know this, but I mean, it hasn't played out yet, but I would bet money this was the best you could possibly get. Better than Jim Jordan as a conservative, which is shocking because I did not expect that to occur. Was it worth it, what Matt Gaetz did? Of course it was worth it. I remember people calling Matt Gaetz. People were trying to call Matt Gaetz a traitor. You know, it only took a few Republicans to go against the establishment and only a few that had the courage to do so. And a few Republicans have given the Republican Party, at least conservatives and MAGA, a huge win, even though they were a minority. Because they were fighting on the side of truth, and because you had their back. It's really, they were fighting for what the Republican base wanted. This is what people don't understand. Well, they went and voted with the Democrats to oust McCarthy. Yeah, if I ever see Republicans voting with Democrats, yeah, it's almost always a 100% guarantee that's something bad. That's never going to be something that's good. But never say never. There is a time when it's good, when it's the Republican base's agenda being passed. The Democrats voted for what the Republican base wanted, whether they knew it or not, I don't know. But the Democrats were voting for what we wanted as a base. And the few that stood up against the Republican Party did. And they said, well, if McCarthy goes, we could get someone worse. No, you can't get anyone worse. McCarthy gave them everything they wanted. Basically, unlimited spending. There would have been no difference between him and the Democrats having full control other than he gives us lip service, says things to them, says things that we want to hear. So he'll stand up, but the actions are always backstab. They get everything they want, and then they spin it and try to tell you you got something. We didn't raise it to $5 trillion, so you know, if we had let the Democrats get $10 trillion instead of $3 trillion, We saved you $7 trillion. It was a victory for the Republicans because we saved you $7 trillion. That's the type of stuff they do. And you're like, what the heck are you talking about? You saved us nothing. Anyways, the point here is there was nothing to lose. But they tried to say, well, look, the very fact that the Democrats voted out McCarthy and sided with Matt Gaetz. I was thinking, you know, if we get what we want, the Democrats are going to, they're the ones that are going to be kicking themselves. Why in the world did they even vote with us to kick McCarthy out? He was giving them everything. They've worked with other rhinos before. They know that's what it is. I think they thought there are so many other rhinos. This is what the Democrats thought. Yeah, McCarthy's with us. But there's so many other rhinos that this will just cause division. And this is great because it's the Republican Party infighting. And eventually they're going to have to put up another rhino anyways. All they ever do is give us rhinos to work with. They're never going to actually put a conservative in. So to make it look like they're still we're opposing the Republic. We're not a uniparty. We're not a see, if they had voted for McCarthy, well, goodness, then it's a uniparty. Wait, even the Democrats would have woken up that vote for the Democrat Party. What? Why is our Democrat Party voting for McCarthy to be Speaker of the House? So they were kind of stuck. This is what Matt Gaetz knew. He knew that the Democrats weren't going to out themselves as the uniparty with, and McCarthy doesn't want to out himself. So they're going to play the game. Every Democrat's going to pretend to be against McCarthy when they all loved him. The problem was, is you had a whole bunch of wimpy Republicans that wouldn't side. So Matt Gaetz was brilliant and used the Democrats to push whose agenda? Yours and my agenda. Who wanted McCarthy out? Who was begging for McCarthy to be removed? Were people running around in the Democrat Party picketing McCarthy? Were liberal establishment, was BLM out there picketing McCarthy? Who was picketing McCarthy, basically? Who was screaming, get McCarthy out? He's a backstabber. He's a rhino. We were the conservatives. So when they go to kick him out, whose will was the Democrats doing? Our will. And so when Newt Gingrich tried to say Matt Gaetz went rogue, these Republicans should be, they went rogue. You don't go against, you're a party. You're not individuals. Matt Gaetz did do what the party wanted. The people. See how Newt Gingrich thinks the party is them in D.C. You don't go against them in D.C. Who cares what the people want? You don't listen to them. The party in D.C. is who you work with. You compromise with the other people in D.C. That's who you work with. Matt Gaetz said, I'm not working with either side. I'm going to work with what the American people want. And he's like, okay, the American people want McCarthy gone. He deserves to be gone. He broke his promises. I said I would do this. I warned him because my base wants the Democrats to vote against McCarthy. My biggest worry when they were doing those votes was that some of the Democrats would start voting yes for McCarthy to keep him and just say, screw it. We're just going to expose that we're a uniparty. I really worried that that would happen. It didn't, though. They didn't do it. Now they have to be kicking themselves because they actually experienced the loss, and I don't think it's really set in. And you might be thinking, well, I don't know who this Mike Johnson guy is. But I remember Mike Johnson doing something, and I'll prove it to you, that I know he's going to be one of the best we've ever had. The problem is America. America is on the verge of destruction. That's the problem. And I'm also going to have to tell you about what are the globalists around the world thinking as they see, wow, the conservatives actually got a huge win no one thought that they would get. No one thought that this Mike Johnson, a true conservative, would be Speaker of the House. And out of nowhere, now he is. But to show you, he went up against Christopher Wray and went after Christopher Wray. Would McCarthy ever go after Christopher Wray and verbally slash Christopher Wray? I remember when this happened, I even played a cut of Mike Johnson, and he was relatively new to me when this happened. I was thinking, this guy's good. I really like this guy. I remember when this was happening. But there was only like three people that were really going after Christopher Wray. It was him and Matt Gaetz, and it's more than three, a few members of the Freedom Caucus, okay, were really going after Christopher Wray. The rest and other true conservatives, they were not. And I've always said, if you see Republicans afraid to go after Christopher Wray, just assume that they have some sort of personal, probably sexual thing that they've done behind their spouse's back or something. And they know the FBI knows it. They have some sort of dirt. It might be something different than that. They have some sort of dirt in their closet that they're afraid the FBI knows about. So they're scared to death to attack Christopher Wray. This tells me that Mike Johnson does not have skeletons in his closet. That's what it tells me first. And he feels free to go after him. And that he's a true conservative. And he's a true MAGA guy. But I can't give you the stuff that he said about MAGA. Remember, let me give you what he did to Christopher Wray. Now, just understand, Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, and should be leading the way against Christopher Wray. No way would Kevin McCarthy ever do this. But this is now, this guy who does this to Christopher Wray is now your Speaker of the House. Think about this.
Needless to say, the injunction itself is a subject of ongoing litigation, and so I'll decline to comment further on
that. Well, let me tell you what the court concluded, because it should be the first thing you think about every morning and the last thing you think about at night. They said that, quote, the court found, apparently the FBI engaged in a massive effort to suppress disfavored conservative speech and blatantly ignored the First Amendment's right to free speech. The evidence shows the FBI threatened adverse consequences to social media companies that they did not comply with its censorship request. The court found that, quote, this seemingly unrelenting pressure by the FBI and the other defendants had the intended result of suppressing millions of protected free speech postings by American citizens. As a result, the court states, for example, millions of citizens did not hear about the Hunter Biden laptop story prior to the November 3rd, 2020 election. Page 4 of the court ruling lists some of the important subjects that the Biden administration and the FBI forced the social media platforms to suppress. The evidence shows you, your agency, the people that directly report to you, suppressed conservative-leaning free speech about topics like laptop, the lab leak theory of COVID-19's origin, the effectiveness of masks and COVID-19 lockdowns and vaccines, speech about election integrity in the 2020 presidential election, security of voting by mail, even parody about the president himself, negative posts about the economy. The FBI made the social media platforms pull that information off the internet if it came from conservative sources. They did this under the guise that it was disinformation. Can you define what disinformation is?
What I can tell you is that our focus is not on disinformation, broadly speaking.
Well, wait a minute. Yes, it is. Well, wait a minute.
Can I answer the question?
You can in a minute. Your star witness said in the litigation, Elvis Chan, who's in charge of this, said they do it on the basis of disinformation. We need a definition of what that is.
Our focus is on malign foreign disinformation, that is foreign hostile actors who engage in covert efforts to abuse our social media platforms, which is something that is not seriously in dispute.
I have to stop you for time. That's not accurate. You need to read this court opinion because you're in charge of enforcing it. The court has found that, and Elvis Chan testified under oath in charge of this for you. He said 50%. He had a 50% success rate in having alleged election disinformation taken down or censored. That wasn't just foreign adversaries, sir. That was American citizens. How do you answer for that?
Well, first off, I'm not sure that's a correct characterization.
Comes right out of the opinion. You should read
what of his testimony. But what I would say is the FBI is not in the business of moderating content or causing any social media company to suppress or censor.
That is not what the court has found.
What I would also say is among the things that you listed off, I find ironic the reference to the lab leak theory. The idea that the FBI would somehow be involved in suppressing references to the lab leak theory is somewhat absurd when you consider the fact that the FBI was the only agency in the entire intelligence community to reach the assessment that it was more likely than not that that was the explanation
for the pandemic. Your agents pulled it off the internet, sir. That's what the evidence in the court has found.
They did it. The FBI censored it through the social media, even though the FBI are the ones saying that that's probably the likely truth, and they still censored it. Christopher Wray buried himself there, even though we knew it was the truth. We knew it was the truth, but it wasn't politically benefiting the Democrat Party. So even though we knew, well, they're actually posting the truth, we'll still pull your posts down, knowing full well they're true. For the political benefit of the Democrat Party. That's what he just buried himself without knowing it. But who buried him? Who buried him? Mike Johnson buried him with no fear, no skeletons in Mike Johnson's closet. I guarantee you, because he ain't doing that. Remember, Mike Johnson also, first thing he did before they did the vote, he pulled all the Republicans in and did a prayer and put God first. Which tells me he must be a Christian conservative, which makes him a real conservative. You think the deep state is happy that this guy is now the Speaker of the House? Who was he sitting next to in that video? Matt Gaetz. The FBI and the deep state is going to realize, oh my gosh, Mike Johnson, it might be, he might be just like having Matt Gaetz win himself, the speaker. So that's how big of a win you've got. Yeah, you should finally be excited. Here's why I don't want you to get too excited, because I'm always a truth teller and I look down the road. What do you think the deep state's reaction is going to be to this? Scratch that. That doesn't even matter. Don't even worry about inside our government. The globalists who have been using our deep state to take America down gradually. What do you think their reaction is to this? This is like Donald Trump winning out of nowhere to them. What was their reaction to Donald Trump winning out of nowhere? We'll poison the whole world with a freaking virus. If that's what it takes to get him out of office, the entire world will spread a virus just to affect America's election, because Trump affected the whole world, and especially China, in trade policies and everything else, and was kicking their butt. That was the globalist reaction. The globalists are on the edge of World War III and don't know if they want to pull the trigger. And now here's a handful of conservatives showing, holy crap, a handful of conservatives can smack down the deep state from an angle you don't expect and no one could have predicted. We're never going to beat these Christian conservatives. Somehow they win when they're not even supposed to win. And now we're going to have to sit here and wait for Trump to... It looks like we're going to throw Trump in jail. It looks like, what if Trump wins? Like, what if all this comes about? They've got that guy as the Speaker of the House, and they're going to have Donald Trump as president? So it is a huge win. At the same time, it has to raise the level of urgency to destroy America. It has to. It has to. There's no doubt in my mind. You might not be convinced he's what I'm saying he is. Let me give you somebody else. Let's give you Grant Stinchfield talking about your new Speaker of the House, Johnson.
But Mike Johnson, they're doing a good job. So I want you to rest easy, because I did some research for you to make sure this guy's legit. He appears to be a Make America Great Again conservative, an America First guy. Here's why I say that. He was on the legal defense team for both of President Trump's impeachments. He voted against all of the Ukraine bills after that first initial bill to fund Ukraine. Voted against them. Republicans for Ukraine gives him an F, which then means he gets an A in my book. He objected to certifying the 2020 election. He saw what I saw. Widespread voter irregularities, and he wanted to get that all worked out before you go certifying the election. And Trump likes this guy.
I just want to congratulate Mike Johnson. He will be a great Speaker of the House, and we were very happy to help him. I've known him for a long time. He's a tremendous leader, and a tremendous man. Comes from a wonderful place, Louisiana. He's going to be, he's going to make us all proud. So at this time yesterday, nobody was thinking of Mike, and then we put out the word, and now he's the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, folks, let me sum it up. MAGA controls the House. MAGA does. They're not. That's going to flip them out. They can't allow MAGA to have 1 ounce of power. All of a sudden, MAGA has some power. And as everything is being set up, it's so strange that we finally get a massive victory right at this time. It reminds me of the abortion situation, where I was looking and I was like, this is one of the biggest victories I've ever seen the conservative, especially Christian conservative movement ever have, is this Speaker of the House to win. The more I analyze it, the more I realize, oh my goodness, in my lifetime, I've never seen a Speaker of the House victory for true conservatives like us. This is the biggest victory in my lifetime for the Speaker of the House. Why is it coming now? Either a miracle is going to happen and America really is going to be restored. But for God to step in for that, then I should be seeing morality happening in America and younger generations becoming more and more moral and turning to God. And I know it's happening a little bit, but overall, I still am not seeing that. Or it could be like Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade gets overturned as right after they've stolen the election, kicked Donald Trump out. We had all this, and then now we could have had Trump in there, or Roe versus Wade could at least got overturned when Trump was in office while he was there. It happens after they remove him from office. One of the biggest victories we have ever had is the overturn of Roe versus Wade. And then I realized God's allowing it just to expose. And it's really about the other side. It's to make the other side pop up and their heads and say, we love killing babies. We will, in our state legislatures, put our name on abortion bills. We will sign them. See, they never had to because they had a court ruling and they could pretend like, well, I'm not really for murdering babies. Abortion, I don't want women to be able to make a choice. But they never had to put their name down that they're for murdering babies. And then you find out they're way more than murdering babies. They want it all the way up to 9 months. They don't care. Vicious, evil baby killers. And they win on the issue, meaning the American people have been vicious and evil and want evil baby killing to happen. And we didn't get really a victory when Roe versus Wade happened. We got an exposure of, look how wicked these people are in America. This is similar, although I don't think it's a revealing of look how wicked it could be, because who knows how they react. It's similar in that I think this is a massive victory. Is God pushing the other side so that the other side will react in his time frame, not their timeline? They probably have a timeline of when these things need to take place. God does this, and it flips them out, and they move their timeline forward. And I think this is to freak them out so that we get closer to destruction. As I'm saying, we have a great victory. Now, I don't know that for sure, so don't let me be a Debbie Downer. I don't know that for sure. All you can do is go day by day. So right now, be happy. It's a victory. Pray that God uses it. And maybe he uses it in a different way. And maybe in the end, America still, we can't save it because of all the damage that they've done. But we have some victories in some areas like this. And it just drives the left nuts. I don't know. But it feels like a Roe versus Wade situation where we thought, man, this should be like the greatest victory of all time. But you kind of sense that it's not. This should be one of the greatest victories of all time for us. But there's something inside me that says, what are the globalists going to do? How are they going to react to this? And I think they're going to react in an extreme way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. Know that, or else it's too late. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe to my dad's channel. It's free, and you stay informed. Now that's a win-win. See ya!
Hey guys, Conversations That Matter is a show hosted by Alex Newman at thenewamerican.com. This is where he has conversations with a whole bunch of people in interview form, and these conversations are dealing with people that the mainstream media really doesn't want you to hear from, but Alex Newman will interview them and you'll get to hear from them. And these are things that could actually save your life or save our liberty as well. So check out Conversations That Matter at thenewamerican.com.